This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Thursday morning as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, hospital, police, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody fighting in the coronavirus effort, whether they are the nurses or the doctors or assistants or whoever it is, keeping America free and safe. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks very much for what you're doing, and as well as all the roughnecks out there. Kind of a rough day with oil. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the oil is still there. The government's still buying it, and people are still pumping it and working it. So don't forget to check out also the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and get in the chat room and start hollering to the guys and gang that's in there. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, everybody's expecting us to start out talking all about the coronavirus and the Wuhan China stuff and this, that, and the other, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to start out with while the Chiefs away, the Indians will play, something like that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday we had a bunch of Iranian gunboats, those fast boats that decided to come up and buzz one of our military vessels. It was a U.S. Coast Guard cutter that was escorting a merchant ship into the Persian Gulf. And I believe there was 11 boats total that were involved in this, and they came up and got within 10 yards of the Coast Guard cutter. Now, that is, to me, that is way, 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 way too close. And I don't understand for the life of me why they didn't fire a warning shot in the direction of those boats, because I would not have let those fast boats get that close to me.
Well, Captain, all we need to do is remember exactly what happened to the USS Cole many, many years ago when a boat got too close to that, and we saw what happened when there was an actual attack. So you're right. 10 yards is way, way too close. This happened to the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maui, and they did give warnings. They didn't fire a warning shot, from what we understand, but they did give several warnings over the radio. They blasted the ship's horn, and they also used long-range acoustic noise-making devices as well to try to ward off these fast boats. But all this comes, Captain, of course, in a time of renewed tension. We go back even to the taking out of Soleimani, which the Iranians are still angry about, obviously. But also in the midst of this, there was a Hong Kong-flagged chemical tanker
Yep.
that had been briefly detained by the Iranians as well. Again, it's on its way now, we understand. But they are trying to ramp things up. And I think, Captain, it's because they believe, again, America is distracted in some way.
Well, that plus the fact we've got a Coast Guard cutter there, not one of our bigger warships. So what they don't realize, that Coast Guard cutter can do a lot of damage if they get them started.
Absolutely, they can. That's right.
Yep, and for the Coast Guards, when they're listening to me, they know exactly what I'm talking about because, you know, the cutters that they have here on the freshwater rivers and on the Great Lakes are not like the ones they've got in the ocean. Those are pretty good-sized vessels. They're not quite as big as a destroyer, but they've got lots of armament on there, and they're ready to do their thing. And there was a video, and I posted it on my page for the official Captain's America Third Watch. I also posted it on my personal page, Matt Bruce. There's a video that's on there. You can click on there and watch that video and see what they're doing when they're buzzing the Coast Guard cutter. Plus, they were buzzing around that ship, that chemical tanker.
Exactly right. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's been in consultation with the Pentagon. They're all talking as a team, he says. They're trying to figure out how they're going to communicate what he called our displeasure to Iran, and so stay tuned for that.
Well, I know exactly how to do it. Next time you see those fast boats coming at you, number one, you don't let them get 10 yards away from you. Number two, when they get about 100 yards away from you, that's when you drop a couple right on the bow. And, oh, by the way, had I had a sharpshooter on board with a 50 caliber, let's just put it this way, weapon, I would have put one right into the engine of those boats, and guess what? They would have dropped right in the spot. They would have stopped.
Well, but
then they would have been out there floating around.
Well, exactly, because
not buzzing.
Well, that's right. Well, these are provocative moves, and they have every right to defend themselves on the Coast Guard cutter and our U.S. ships and the ships they're protecting.
Yeah, and of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and that happened yesterday. By the way, big news coming out of Germany. Their reopening of the country of Germany for business begins on May the 3rd with the schools, some shops, and more.
That's exactly right. They have been, consulting with all the different state governors there in Germany, and that's right. They're intending to do this. And we're going to be watching very closely. These are similar models to what we're seeing in other parts of Europe as well, as they begin to bring people back to school, and that's one of the reasons that they can get some of the people back to work if the kids are able to get back in school.
Yeah, and Maria's at work right now. Otherwise, we'd be able to get a comment from her, but if she comes on, I've already sent a message to her. If she comes on, I'm going to have her tell us what's going on in Germany. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. All right, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition. I'll be right back with more, and yeah, we are going to talk about what's going on with the coronavirus coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. This part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain, if you've got arthritis or back pain and neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, or just general pain, how about trying something that's all natural, that's actually good for you? It gets rid of the inflammation that you got, and it'll help you just feel a lot better about things and whatnot. It's all natural, no narcotics in it at all. It's called Relief Factor, and you can try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, and you can get started on it right away. Now, the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start costs $19.95. And if you go over to the website that the folks gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, if you go over there, you can find out more, as well as look at a little couple-minute-long video telling you what's in it and how it works and all that sort of stuff. And then for $19.95, you order it. You get on the 3-week quick start, you'll find out whether or not it works for you or not. In 80% of the cases, the people that try it, it does work, and then they just continue with it because, again, it's cheaper than buying prescription medication, and it's a lot cheaper than taking ibuprofen and loading up on that sort of stuff, which, by the way, is not good for you because it causes internal bleeding, and you don't want to do that. So the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller on the line. It's Deborah from Clearwater. We're going to find out. She's got a question for us. Good morning, Deborah. What's on your mind?
So a question for you and Professor Kyle. But first I wanted to say that Professor Kyle, I think that you and Captain Bruce do a great job together. I look forward to hearing what y'all have to say every night. And my question is, why is it that the Iranians are always trying to provoke us? Are we given orders to stand down? Or why is it we can't respond to them? They're like bullies who keep trying and trying and trying. Can't we give them what they're asking for?
All right. Well, thank you, and we'll answer the question. Kyle, we actually do have orders, and we don't stand down. We try to hopefully not get into an armed confrontation with them, but it's getting so dangerously close. Again, 10 yards, 30 feet, which was about the length of a couple of those boats that I saw. That's way too close to be to one of our warships.
Well, absolutely right. And as I seem to recall, there was that incident where some of our sailors were taken captive by the Iranians, but that wasn't under President Trump, as I recall.
That was under Obama.
Exactly. And so President Trump certainly has given different orders, shall we say, as to exactly how to engage and what the rules of engagement would be. But you're right. I mean, they're trying, our forces are trying to ensure safe passage through that region, so if there's something that comes against them, then they would take care of business, I'm sure. But you're right, Captain. They're trying to not have an armed confrontation, because in many ways that's exactly what Iran wants to happen. But again, as I mentioned earlier, the Soleimani thing, they're still smarting from that, and I think they're trying to find anything they can do in order to stir up trouble.
And those are Iranian Revolutionary Guard fast boats. They're set up. They're very fast, very maneuverable. That's why when they come up alongside one of our ships, usually they're 100 yards or so away is what they've been doing. But not this time. They came up real fast, and then, of course, they buzzed the ship. They went around it and around it and around it, and then they went over to the chemical tanker that was over there, the one that they had briefly stopped, and went around it and around it and around it, which may have been why our vessel was so close to the tanker, because I guess our vessel came up to see to it that the Iranians got out of the area, but instead they decided to stick around and harass our boat for a while.
Exactly right. And again, as I mentioned, the USS Cole, we know how important it is to maintain that distance.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Now, the sources that, did you watch Fox News at all last night?
I saw some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I started on the Tucker Carlson show talking about this with Brett Baer, with the sources that he had, and then it was expounded upon on Hannity's show last night as far as the cover-up with this Wuhan lab, and then I believe Secretary of State Pompeo said something about it, too, somewhere during the course of the evening, that the Wuhan lab was part of China's efforts to compete with the U.S. in biotechnical warfare. In other words, biowarfare. And they were working on something there, and the story, as it goes, is that a female lab tech had spilled something or gotten something on her and apparently had given that whatever it was also got on her boyfriend, and somehow or another they had gone to this market, this wet market we keep hearing about, and some of it managed to get transmitted in there. And from there, the thing just exploded, and that's what we were hearing yesterday. But the story is still out on that, to be continued, so to speak.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, that they're piecing together, you know, how this happened. And this particular story is the one that starts making a lot of sense if this was simply an accident brought about by a mistake and then, of course, compounded with bad practices of containing these kinds of things. But we do know this, Captain. After all this occurred, after all this happened, the Chinese government suppressed data. They changed things. We hear tell of doctors and journalists who were disappeared.
Yeah.
Because of what they were saying.
Haven't been heard from since.
That's right. We understand that people were finding ways of sending coded messages, trying to protect their friends and so forth. This is a major cover-up of epic proportions that we are seeing. And what has happened, of course, is the world has suffered. Thousands upon thousands of people have died. Their lives, others' lives have changed forever. Trillions of dollars in loss, and all because they wanted to try to cover this up and not tell the world what happened. This is unconscionable.
And that'll be continued. We'll hear more about that as the days and the weeks move on, because there is an investigation going on. We briefly talked about it yesterday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, and the fact that he had made the announcement before Congress. He got asked a question and made the announcement about that. Now, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, And Steve is saying, and the Wuhan lab is doing things to compete with us. We're providing funding for the lab. Yeah, that's true. The funding, we gave them, what, $3.5 or $3.7 million or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Plus, I think there were also those who were there. There's been some, people going back and forth trying to help them set up those kinds of projects.
But that money was set up not under the Trump administration. It was set up under the Obama administration, and the money was discontinued. I don't think the Trumpsters, his people, I don't think they even knew about the money that was going there until all of this stuff came about.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that Mike Pompeo, you know, he would, I'm sure he would know, but he seems to be reacting to this.
Well, it's not going there now, I guarantee you.
That's right. That's right. And he seems to be reacting to it much the same way that, we are, learning about all these kinds of things. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about, we just said Germany is going to be reopening. They announced their reopening of their country for business beginning May the 3rd. Schools are going to be open. Shops are going to open again. Factories are going to open again. We're going to hear today from the president, his big committee. He's got their commission, whatever they call it, the business people, as to the companies that are going to be opening and going back to work. There's going to be an announcement about that today. But America is rapidly moving towards reopening business in many states. As many as 20 states right off the bat are ready to go, certainly before May the 1st, and as many as 29 on or about May the 1st. Now, again, I've made the comment, and I'll make it again. I believe every one of these states are red states. I cannot see a blue state anywhere that's even remotely close to opening their doors.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things that the people across the country are just abhor at this point is bringing in a lot of politics into this whole thing, especially about reopening. But you're right. I think people are going to see a very stark contrast between the Republican governors and the Democrat governors and how this is going to play out in the blue and red states, respectively. And people in some states are going to say, what the heck? We can't go back to work yet, kind of a thing? Or we don't have a good plan, but other people are getting back to work and prospering.
Yeah, and that big protest they had in Lansing, Michigan yesterday, which, by the way, our friend Ron Edwards was at, and he's going to be telling us about it when he comes on during hour number four. People are going to want to be around to hear that. And I'll get to that because here comes the music. I'll get to that when we come back. But fact of the matter is, a couple of announcements yesterday. New York's Governor Cuomo said all New Yorkers must now wear a face mask or cloth covering in public. Oh, boy. We'll be right back with more. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the U.S. death toll topping 28,000, President Trump promoted the Thursday announcement as he looks to reopen the economy.
I'm going to be announcing guidelines.
The firm stay-at-home orders imposed by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were met with protesters.
We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Whitmer said medical professionals say COVID-19 stays active on a surface for 3 days. That goes for common areas like ATMs and gas pumps.
Once
sick person touches it, and a nurse who's going to her shift touches it, and a food worker who's going to the store to stack the shelves touches it, you've just taken out people who are part of the life-sustaining work that needs to be done in a global pandemic. And so everyone's got to do their part.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Booth.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I happen to be a customer of Geico Insurance, and I've been with them for, oh, I don't know, 14 or 15 years now. And the reason I went over there is because I thought I was paying a little bit too much with the insurance company that I was with. Come to find out I was. I got a better rate. But then when I added my homeowner's policy to my car insurance, I got an even better rate, and I've never looked back. Now, I will tell you that Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring about 21 million drivers. I happen to be one of them. Now, you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and it'll prompt you when you get there with a little automatic thing, like a little robot saying, what would you like to do, blah, 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 blah. And you can either use that or you can just type in the search word where it says search word, or look up where it says get a rate, quote, blah, 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 whatever. You can do all that online. You can even get a policy online if you want. You don't want to have to talk to an agent. But I would suggest that you type in your zip code and you get the agent that's the closest to you and then talk to them if you're seriously interested in getting a rate. And then seeing what they can do for you, because they not only will insure your car or your truck that you're driving, they'll insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, and they've also got homeowners and renters insurance too. And if you combine it, your homeowner's policy with your car insurance, you will get another discount. You'll save even more money. So there you go. And that's what it's all about, saving a little money here, a little money there. And one of the things that they just did for their customers is they just gave us a bunch of our insurance premium money back because they know that nobody's driving anywhere right now. So therefore, the risks are a lot less at the moment. So we all got a big chunk of money back on our policy, about 15%. And that's a good thing. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And Kyle Warren is back with us. And, Kyle, you wanted to say something about Deborah?
Yeah, we were talking during the break, and I just wanted to just to say just a real nice thank you to Deborah for her kind words for what we're doing here on the show and what she said about you and said about me. That was really cool, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, she's a very avid listener, and that's good. That's what it's all about. We got a lot of people that pay close attention, and I get all kinds of comments during the day when I come in to do my show prep and whatnot, and I use a whole bunch of emails there, and no exception yesterday again. Now, going back to where we were at here, and I do want to mention something. Oil yesterday dropped down below $20 a barrel. Oil yesterday, West Texas crude, finished the day at $19.87 a barrel. Now, it's trading on the foreign markets right now above 20, starting to come up a little bit. But it lost 24 cents yesterday. And Brent crude yesterday dropped down, lost 6%, almost 7%, to $27.69 a barrel. And the one-year forecast on the futures set out there for oil is $22 a barrel. But, Kyle, gasoline still sits at 72 cents a gallon at the refinery. And diesel, I finally got a solid price on diesel, and I know why there's a difference in the price here. It's because of the tax that has to go on diesel right away, because they get that tax, that federal tax right away before anything happens. They don't do that with gasoline. But it's 91 cents a gallon out the door at the refinery for diesel.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like $2.50 a gallon right here in my backyard.
Yeah, well, still here in my area of Southern California, it's between $3 and $3.10, $3.20, mm-hmm. I've seen it, as I've been driving around the last couple of days when I've had to go out on my essential mission to, you know, do an essential thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, President Trump is threatening to adjourn the Congress to force his political nominees through. He came out yesterday and he said, look, You people have been sitting on some of these people for 2.5 and for 3 years, and I need them. We need them. Now it's the time that we need to have them to do the business of the country because of all the important things that have to be done. And if you don't give them to me, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut the Congress down, and I'm going to appoint them through a reset. I guess they call it a recess, which is legal. He can do that. And then they'll have a court fight over it and all that sort of stuff. But big deal. He'll probably wind up winning because it's been done before.
Well, that's right. This is Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, by the way, and it's extreme circumstances where he can do this. I think this begins to qualify, certainly, and that's because, again, Captain, you know, the country really is at war. It's at war with the virus, for sure, but we are marshaling our forces, not totally dissimilar, you know, to actually having to fight a war. It's not a military conflict in that sense, but it is something where every single American is needing to pull their weight, and a lot of people are doing that. But what President Trump is trying to do, I think, is, again, call attention to the idea that there are those in the Congress who are simply trying to prolong problems, trying to get their own political hay made, basically. And I think a lot of Americans find it very distasteful. So if there's nothing getting done, he may invoke that presidential power.
Now, yesterday, your state, California, the governor decided that they're going to give illegals there $500 each for some virus relief cash. But these are illegals.
That's right. Yeah, these are the illegal aliens in the state of California. This is not part of the $2.2 billion relief package because that's federal money going to taxpayers. But this would be doled out, presumably, to many of the illegal aliens that are living here in California. So this, I think, as I understand, it could be approximately $125 million that would be going into this. But this is going to, of course, you know, cause a little bit of controversy, but it's sort of par for the course in the way that the state of California approaches the whole idea of undocumented immigrants. You know, because California in and of itself is a sanctuary state. So stay tuned. There'll be some more controversy about this.
And, of course, I got several calls from people yesterday concerned because they didn't get their stimulus check right off the bat. And they said, what's going on here? We thought we were going to get our check just yesterday. So, well, they started yesterday. But here's the thing. and somebody made a joke about this, but it's true. President Trump said, he says, big, fat, beautiful check with my name on it coming soon. Now, these checks are going to be going out every day. What went, didn't go out yesterday will go out today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day till all the people that are eligible to get them get them.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, this is an overwhelming mission to accomplish, basically, and I don't know that it's as easy as hitting the button and then everybody's bank account gets it all at once. I'm sure it has to be,
well,
you know, unloaded.
Let me stop you for a second, because this is the problem. Some people don't have direct deposit, and if you don't have direct deposit and they don't have your correct information there, okay, then you got to start all over again, because you're going to get a paper check is what's going to happen, and this is what you don't want. You do not want paper government checks floating around in the mailboxes. I'm telling you, there's people, and I've got reports of this yesterday, there's people driving around just kind of looking around the neighborhoods, you know, and those are the people that are looking for an opportunity, and if they see these checks and they're very easily identifiable as to what they are, I believe they're going to disappear from the mailbox. That's my thought.
Well, exactly, because there's too many people looking for an opportunity to steal and do crime during this event. But you're right. Then typically, if you have your tax refund come into your bank account automatically,
it's automatic.
Then it's automatic, and then they have your information as long as nothing's changed.
Yeah, but the other thing is that the people are getting the priority, the ones that did their 2019 tax return already, and then the ones that did their 2018 tax return is the second group of priority people. And the folks that haven't done a tax return, a lot of the people that get Social Security, you don't have to, because you don't pay taxes on the money you get. That's all they have. Then guess what? They're the ones that are going to have to wait the longest, because they're not in the system as far as the other ones that they've already got everything they need to have.
Exactly right. But hopefully today's the 16th, of course, in the east already, about 15 more minutes to go here on the West Coast. But they're saying that hopefully on the 16th we'll start to see more hit the bank accounts.
Well, it'll be every day until they get it done.
Right, exactly.
And that's just my thought about the whole thing. And that's the best that I can tell people that have been calling me. You know, if you didn't get it today and you didn't get it yesterday, then see what happens tomorrow. Because every day for quite a while until things get done, that's what you're going to be seeing.
Well, exactly right. So, and again, it's a massive effort. There are literally millions and millions of people that they have to hit their bank accounts with. So it takes time.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're going to stick around for a while?
Oh, certainly.
All right. We'll be right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we're going to take a look at the highways and byways around the country for the truckers and let you know what's going on there. We do have, again, a storm brewing, a winter storm coming right across pretty much I-80 tonight from Colorado all the way east into Illinois and beyond. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8... 8-
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Now it's time for a Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops nearest you. Largest truck stop chain in the United States, Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops. And here we go.
For the broken hearted, a silent prayer for the faith departed. And I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
Bon Jovi to bring you in here tonight. And that's back when John Bon Jovi was a lot younger looking than what he is today. But Kyle Warner, professor of politics, I'm going to bring you in right now. Hey, there's nothing going on in California. You can have a reprieve, right?
We have a reprieve. We had 80 degrees and sunny skies here in Southern California here today, Captain. maybe some cooling down as we head towards the weekend, and maybe another chance of rain coming in. But everybody just felt better because they saw the sun for a couple of days already.
Well, we got the cooling down coming today down here in Florida. It's going to be about 15 degrees cooler than what it was yesterday, at least for today, before it goes back up again. But we're getting a little reprieve there. But let me just say, heavy snow will continue to impact the Central Rockies through Thursday, including the Denver metro area, hello KNUS Denver, before streaking across the Central Plains to upstate New York through Friday. Now, below normal temperatures with new record lows are forecast from the Front Range of the Rockies into the Midwest through Saturday. And you want to talk about cold temperatures, it's going to be right there in middle America tonight. But this snow, Kyle, Wyoming, I'll tell you what, you guys and gals coming out of Salt Lake City and coming up into Wyoming on I-80, be careful. It's going to be really rugged going across I-80 tonight, especially from about Elk Mountain all the way into Nebraska, past Sydney, on over the junction 76 and 80, a little bit east of there, probably 20, 30 miles. So you got about 150 to 175 miles of some pretty rough travel tonight in terms of a winter storm warning and the wind blowing and all that other great stuff going on in Wyoming and Nebraska.
That's right, Captain. And what we also understand is that certain conditions having to do with the polar vortex, that really wasn't present for much of the winter season, seems to be in place or was in place in order to allow this very cold air and all of this extra winter, it would seem. We found that in Chicago earlier yesterday, there was a huge pileup near the Kennedy Expressway because they got all kinds of snow right at the right time of the morning to make the roads very, very slippery.
Yeah, and then that went on over into Lansing, Michigan, where they had that big protest they were having over there. They had 10,000 vehicles there, and they actually were getting sleet yesterday. But if you're coming across I-80, you've got snow all the way into all the way into Illinois. Now, there is a possibility for this to keep moving on to the east, following pretty much I-80 and I-90, and it's definitely going to bring weather with it beyond Illinois to the east. But we've got a winter storm warning up right now for parts of Iowa, the northern part of Missouri. That brings I-70 into play, perhaps, and in Colorado tonight, we've got snow all around Denver, metropolitan Denver, a winter storm warning up not only to the south and the west of Denver, but directly to the north and the east and the northwest at Denver. We got general snow going on there. And out 70 east for about 40 or 50 miles out of Denver, you're going to have snow all the way out onto 70. It does not go all the way to Kansas, though, at the moment. So you're good there. Unless this system drops down. But right now, it looks like it's going to stay right along 80 pretty much all the way into Iowa before it does a little funny stuff there heading over across Illinois and whatnot. But the cold temperatures tonight, Kyle, in Indiana and in Ohio, southern Ohio, and West Virginia, and all of Kentucky, the central part of Tennessee, the southern part of Illinois, there's some really cold temperatures in that area tonight.
There really are, Captain, and as you're describing this, of course, there is that sort of narrow band that's moving from the Midwest all the way towards the east, and that's where we're going to see, I think, most of that snowfall and most of those hazards.
Yeah, and we've got a frost warning in the Northeast again, New York City, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, on over into the hilly and mountainous areas of Maryland. If you're in southern Virginia, going over towards Norfolk, you've got a frost warning over there, as well as most of the state of North Carolina and the northern part of Alabama and the northern part of Mississippi. You've got a freeze and frost warning there. A freeze watch and a frost warning is what's going on in those areas. And got a little bit of wind blowing around in Georgia tonight, looks like around the central part of Georgia.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Well, keep in mind, folks, that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Now, I've told you this before, and I mean it. They're the country's largest truck stop chain, and the showers that drivers need to have, they're there. They're open. They're still doing that. Nobody's cutting back on that. Need your laundry done? They got it going. You can do your laundry. No problem there. The only thing you can't do is in the restaurant, the food has got to be consumed like outside on one of their tables, and they can't have more than like 10 people at any one time in the restaurant. There's that sort of deal going on there. But keep in mind that they're trying to work as best they can with everybody that's out there. And what you do is you get yourself an order. And you take it out in your truck, and you enjoy it out there. You sit outside and eat it, whatever the case may be. I realize where this snow is at, you're not going to be sitting outside doing any eating of whatever. But the Pilot Travel Centers, you're very apt to find a Arby's or a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, a McDonald's or a Wendy's. You could find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or even one of the chicken places there. And, of course, the Flying J's have got the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and the Moe's Southwest Grill. So stop on by, become a member of one of their trucking clubs, get the points that come across for that, and enjoy all the privileges of being a professional driver at a place that cares about you. Well, let's talk a little bit about Michigan, because I can't wait to hear from Ron Edwards when he comes on. But Michigan, the state police reported 10,000 vehicles emerged on Lansing, the state capital, yesterday.
They certainly did, Captain. I'm sure it's upwards of that number and probably more. You've got a lot of Michiganders who are very, very upset with the very harsh stay-at-home and restrictive orders that were put in place by Governor Whitmer. Governor Whitmer held a press conference yesterday where she said, well, she understands people are angry about the whole thing, and she says, well, if you got to direct it my way, that's okay, quote-unquote, if it makes you feel better, unquote. But I don't think they're looking to feel better, Captain.
They want to recall her. They want her out.
Well, they're exactly right. That's exactly that. And that is.
And by the way, one of the early reports from one of the Alphabet Soup networks was several hundred people have emerged on the state capitol as they're protesting by the steps. The protest wasn't on the steps. The protest was on the streets. They had the whole freaking city tied up.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And really, they're protesting the notion that, for example, you can't travel to your other home. A lot of people have what they call cottages, where they go on for a vacation up to the river, up to the lake, that kind of thing. And they are finding that they can't travel there. They're really against that kind of stuff.
They can't mow their lawns.
That's right.
They can't do any housework with paint or nails or none of that. Really, really, really. And by the way, you talk about overstepping. That's overstepping. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warren and Kathy. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.